Chagiga, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey, 3-5, and really a continuation of the previous Mishnah, where we had said that the containers that are designated to be used for Truma or Kachim, but they're in the hands of an Amah Aretz, can't be assumed to be kept Tahor. Now, the reason why is because if there's no Kachim inside of it, we can't be sure they're really making every effort to keep things Tahor as they should. That, however, would present a very big problem. Everyone needs clay utensils, earthenware utensils, kli cheres in Yerushalayim to deal with their various karbanos offerings, things they're going to bring to the Beis Hamikdash. These things are almost like, you know, chadpami, you know, one-time use disposal, in as much as what's left inside, if it's been consecrated, after it becomes, you know, nosar, past its expiration date, if you will, so then it's forbidden to eat, it's iser, and since it's balu, it's, you know, absorbed into the walls of the kli cheres, the earthenware utensil, that has to be destroyed. So there's an ongoing demand for earthenware utensils. The problem is, although Jerusalem needs them, there's a prohibition rabbinically against having kilns, you know, ovens and furnaces in which you would fire earthenware vessels in Jerusalem and around, because they were concerned the black smoke would sort of make Jerusalem be covered in soot, blacken the walls and so on, and deteriorate, to take from the beautiful image that Chazal wanted for Jerusalem. And that being the case, they have to have some kind of pshara, some compromise. The rabbis couldn't just say you have to buy all of your earthenware utensils from Chaverim. That would just be a gezeira, a decree that would be impossible for the community to stand up to, because there's just not enough chaverim and too much demand for earthenware vessels. And therefore the rabbis made a compromise, and they said, close to Jerusalem, you can trust the Amei Aretz, who are providing with utensils for Kachim. How close? So the Mishnah says, min ha-modi'is v'lifnim, from the place called Modi'is, or other girsos, or Modi'im, or Modi'in, and very possibly it's somehow closely related to the Modi'in of modern-day Israel, perhaps. From there and inwards, meaning inwards toward Jerusalem, ne'eman al kli cheres, the merchants can be trusted regarding earthenware utensils. Now, Modi'in, we have the same measurements to this Modi'in in Maseches Pesachim, where we learn there that was 15 mil away, a mil, it's approximately a kilometer. It certainly sounds like the word mile, and actually is etymologically related to the word mile. It comes from the word like mila, 1,000, because it was originally like 1,000 paces of a Roman soldier, like 2,000 steps, if you will, which later on became the 2,000 amos, that's the elbow to finger to middle finger length cubit that Chazal used. In any case, it works out to be, roughly speaking, a kilometer or so, and 15 kilometers away from Jerusalem is Modi'in, or Modi'is, and that was a distance that one could travel in a day. So if you're further than Modi'in away, you're more than a day's walk away from Jerusalem. That's what comes out there in Pesachim. And this similar-ish idea over here, that you're sufficiently close to Jerusalem, if you're from Modi'in inwards, that's a good place to start buying your utensils for use to bring to Jerusalem for your kachim. Min Modi'is v'lechutz, however, further away from the town of Modi'in, in the other direction away from Jerusalem, that's too far. Einemanim, at that point, the Amei Aretz are no longer believed to have kept their earthenware vessels Batara, and they can't be purchased from there. Now, Ketzad, we have to explain this a little further. Obviously, there's a bit of an internal contradiction between whether the town of Modi'in itself is inbounds or out of bounds. The halacha is going to be that Modi'in itself is inbound if you're a merchant who lives and sells in Modi'in, but we'll see it's a little more complicated if you're bringing stuff in from beyond city limits, meaning away from Jerusalem, further out, like, say, north of Israel. So, Ketzad, for example, Hakadar, the pot maker, Shehu Mocher Kaderos, if he's selling containers, Nichnes lifnim min ha-modi'is, and he brings them in. He's outside of the 15 mil limit. He lives 60 mil away, but he comes in to sell his wares in Modi'in. So then, as long as hua kadar v'hen ha-kaderos v'hen ha-lakuchim, as long as the guy doing the selling is the very manufacturer of the pot or the jug, meaning it's not that some Mr. A manufactures jugs in Haifa and then he has a distributor sitting in Modi'in. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the same guy who lived beyond the borders is selling them within the borders. So that's what it means here. Hu akadar. Then at kaderos, and we're talking about the pots that he brought in, are the very jugs and pots and cups are the ones that he's selling. Not that he's, you know, commingling other pots with the pots he brought and so on, or other people's pots that he's selling on their behalf. V'hen lakuchim, and the people, the purchasers, these people who are the chaverim, who keep strictures of Tumah Tahara, the ones who are concerned about this whole issue about keeping things tahor, they observe with their own eyes these facts. This is the guy, he brought these stuffs in, he's brought into, he, you know, we know where this came from, and this is the guy who's selling them, he's the manufacturer. So then Ne'eman, at that point, the person selling from Modi'in and inwards, Modi'is inwards, is believed. Yatza, if he's on his way out, you know, it's the same guy, but now he's leaving out away from Jerusalem, further away, as he goes to 16, 17, whatever, almost a mil away from Yerushalayim. Eino Ne'eman, he's no longer believed. So the permissibility only exists in the framework of this 15 mil from Jerusalem.